This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
How are you ready for this mixed bag?
Very much ready.
Alrighty. Let's get to it. You guys familiar with Klay Thompson?
Oh yeah. He's having fun. He's
lots of discussion on him.
He's having fun with Meg.
Yep.
And well, he's yapping with Ja.
He's beefing with Ja Morant. So the Grizzlies and the Mavericks played each other this weekend. And Klay Thompson took issue with, I believe it was Santi Aldama, doing a dirty play to Cooper Flagg. Because he grabbed his leg as he was trying to make it back on the fast break. An old veteran trick. And so Klay Thompson was saying that you're a dirty player. And then Ja Morant, he was yapping at him. He's calling him a bum. You're a bum now. Allegedly, that's what the Lip Reader said. And Klay Thompson didn't take too kindly to this on Ja Morant. And he put this all out there in the media.
And then with Ja, he's a funny guy. He has a lot to say all the time, especially for a guy who rarely takes accountability. But you know what? That's for another day.
What did Ja have to say on this occasion?
Nothing of intelligent depth. It was really just his just running his mouth. And he's been running his mouth for a long time. And it's funny to run your mouth when you're on the bench. It's kind of the story of his career so far, just leaving us wanting more, you know? We all want to see him out there and do his best, but he's just been letting a lot of other stuff get in the way of that. And we need that in the NBA. We need our best players to be out there. And when you're a star, it comes with a great responsibility. And I hate to see that go to waste.
There you go.
Damn.
Man,
somebody said it perfectly. Ain't it crazy how Klay played with the master of those dirty plays and not taking accountability?
Well, I think he knows that guy did. I mean, the guy did cost him a championship. I think he's aware that it did cost him with that. Now, is he surprised that master of accountability is still on the Golden State Warriors while he's off in Dallas? That's another story for another day. But Ja Morant picking up more feuds along the way. Listen, he talks a lot of bleep. It's known. He called Khalil Ware a pigeon.
Well, after he scored a game winner on him.
True. See if he does this next time around. Anyway, Shedeur Sanders. Nice little win for the Cleveland Browns. New QB1. That's what he had to say on his success.
Win is crazy. It's amazing, you know. Off of 1 week of practice, you know what I mean? This 1 week of practice. So imagine, you know, what a full offseason look like. It get dangerous. But it's just a 1 week of practice, so I'm just truly thankful, you know, that everything happened.
There you go. It kind of sounds like he just took Dylan Gabriel's job. He just kicked him out.
I didn't like the way Stefanski.
And the coach didn't even commit to it.
Thank you. Stefanski showed him no love, Leroy. After at the game, at the end of the game, where you when you win, you credit what was good. He was like, "Oh yeah, no, good job, Shedeur Sanders." But everything, let's go back to the best part of the team, defense. It was like, "Well, wait a minute, that was Dylan Gabriel."
I think sometimes, and let's be clear, we had to get away from this years ago. Sometimes we want a position to look a certain way, and we can't get out of our own way to see that there's many different ways for a position to work, and it's our job to get the most out of that. Kevin Stefanski had a good game plan for Shedeur, rolling him out, getting him in space, giving him time to make plays down the field. And he's shown that he can throw the thing. But Kevin Stefanski needs to get over how that is supposed to look and just look at the success with what he has. And maybe we're all responsible for that. Maybe we all look at, you know, positions in all of sports and predetermine what it should look like. How long did it take us to get over the fact that a quarterback needed to be 6'3", 6'4"? How long did it take us to get over that a quarterback couldn't be athletic? So a lot of times we get caught in these situations where we want a position to look a certain way. Now, I will say this. Shedeur can do himself a favor by playing the part. Because how you act up until game time is what gets you in the game. Once you get in the game, all they care about is success or failure. So you got to play the part a little bit. You see what I mean?
Do you think he's going to play the part as what, like a humble quarterback?
No, you don't have to be humble. I'm not saying that. So to then after a game say, imagine how it's going to look after I get a full offseason. Well, let's be clear. You had a full offseason to get yourself as ready to play as you could. You had a regular season. Most quarterbacks, when they lose a starting job but don't get an opportunity, you know what they're going to say? I'm going to get myself ready so when my day comes, I'm ready. I'm going to prepare myself like I am starting so I know what to do when I get my opportunity. We don't have to set aside a week to get you ready. So these are the things that sometimes turn people off.
I can understand. But one, though, he's a rookie. You know, like sometimes it takes a little bit for that light bulb to to hit. It's not like he's some veteran who's just like, oh, I got a handle on this. Like you come into the league, you know, some guys don't understand it. Leonard Fournette said that he thought the league was easier than it was in the SEC, you know?
Yeah.
So, right. You know, like the guy's going to be him. You can't have him not be his personality and be who he is. You know, that is part of what makes him him. And I know it's going to turn a lot of people off.
Again, we're talking about a young player. Young players don't get the benefit of a veteran doing that, right? You just don't. And so sometimes to get where you need to get, you got to play the part a little bit. That's all. This has nothing to do with his play. This has nothing to do. But for everybody to say that that the Browns are responsible and should have put more time into getting you ready. You play a role in that too.
Yes, but I will say it did feel like one of the things that I'm fascinated by with this whole thing, And you guys mentioned this with Stefanski, is like, it doesn't feel like he has a coach that likes him very much and doesn't feel like he even wanted him in the first place. So if Stefanski's guy was Dillon Gabriel, I'm sorry. It's natural that he's going to lean more of his energy into a certain guy. We saw this with Flores and Tua. Just what, for whatever reason, we got to the point where Flores is like, I'm out on this guy. Don't like him. Don't like the looks of him. Don't want him. Like, and it just, we could all feel it. It was palpable. And it just feels like to me, like, if, look, are we really going to go down a road where Shador Sanders and Stefanski are going to have a relationship together? Because it doesn't feel like one that is headed towards one of success. They don't seem like they dig each other very much, or at least Stefanski certainly doesn't seem like he digs Shador Sanders.
I understand all that, but why? Okay. You can't come into a situation where you have to earn your keep. You can't come into a situation with a kind of almost like, I deserve this. Like, you have to earn it to a certain extent, especially being a fifth round pick. You have to handle yourself accordingly. And I'm not, and I put some of this on the Browns too, because somebody should have gotten his ear. Maybe they did. But for him, after a game, to say, I got 1 week of preparation, 11 games into the season, what have you been doing to get yourself ready? This is a profession. This ain't college. And so from that standpoint, I put that on him.
Well, let me ask you this. Like,
sure.
When you played, did you ever need to see a result on the field to really get it? Like, let's look at Kalel, for example, right? Guys have been saying since summer league, Kalel, rebound, 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 energy all the time. Same thing UD's told him. He's told him since he walked in the league. But then finally, like, you have a couple of games where, like, it clicks. And now you hear him being like, I get it now. And now it seems like he really enjoys it.
It didn't stop him from getting ripped after 2 minutes, taken out of the game. You see what I mean? Look, regardless of what you're going through as a young player, the coach and the organization are trying to win. And while we will try to nurture you and get you to where you need to be, we're not slowing down the train so you pick it up. And I think that part of it clicks more than anything. That when Kalel is getting taken out of the game after 3 minutes or not playing in the fourth quarter, and he wants to play, he realizes, what do I need to do to get in the game and be in the game and be an impact player? Oh, rebounded. So what part of that is on Kalel, and what part of that is on the coaching? More of that is on Kalel.
Right, but I'm saying, like, you can say it, and then it's like it almost takes, like, you succeeding at it before you really understand it. You know, like, when you stink at rebounding or you go and have bad rebounding performances and people keep telling you, and, like, you're like, it's just not coming through. But you have those little success moments and breakthroughs, and now you can see, like, the enthusiasm he's going about it because it results in wins. So, look, I don't know. Listen.
I think as a competitor, and Kalel's a competitor, and you want to be in those moments, and you know what you have to do to garner those minutes, and he went out there and actually did it. So, I give all the people in the Heat organization credit for emphasizing that and preaching or whatever, but Kalel personally had to make that step. They can't go out and play for you. They can't go out and get the rebounds. Mentally, you have to get that in your head. And for somebody to say, what is Leroy talking about? All the backup quarterbacks have said, in order to get rhythm with your O-line receivers, you have to get some first-time reps. I was getting ready to cuss, but I'm going to just say BS. Okay? BS. Because every backup quarterback that I've played with has put in extra time, has done all the other things, knowing that he's not going to get the reps in practice. You don't get many reps in practice. They only run 10 plays for each period. And you got another young quarterback that's ahead of you. So they ain't giving up no time or no plays to get another quarterback ready. They trying to get him ready.
But I would.
So that means that you better do what they call mental reps, watch film, get some extra work with your receivers. That's on you.
But what do they do in this situation? Because, like, if Dylan Gabriel, it's not like he's some proven veteran. So, like, if he comes back once he's clear from the concussion.
Dim's the brakes.
Like, is
you
he.
You go with what is, you think is going to work.
But is he going to go with the guy he actually thinks is better? Or is he going to go with the guy that is his guy? That's going to be the interesting thing.
No, because here. And here's the great thing about sports. And I've said this over and over again. If you go out there and put Dylan Gabriel in there, and all the other 52 guys on that team feel like Shadur is going to be playing, you will lose the team. You will lose that team. And that's a fact. You have a responsibility not only to the organization, but to the other guys in that locker room. And if you neglect to do that, then you lose the other 52 guys.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Leroy, because it seemed to me, especially since training camp, that your best player is in love with that quarterback and was making, like, the faces that they were making at some of the plays, it felt like there was a energy, there was a shift, there was, like, you know, a different,
a
different mindset or different confidence mm-hmm. with them while Shadur was under center. If you go back to Dylan Gabriel, like you just said, it might just take the whole out of the team, the whole... Like,
yeah, but at that time, and keep in mind, this is the other thing I want to say. When other guys see that you putting work in or the lack of work you're putting in, they understand why you're not playing. You understand what I'm saying? So when you have a quarterback that says, I finally got a week of prep and look at how I played. Even guys in that locker room are going to say, dude, why weren't you doing the work before? You're a professional. You understand what I'm saying? So even though they may have thought that maybe Shadur give us a spark, they looking at him and they saying, is he really committed to doing everything that he can to get on the field? And if that answer was no, then they could say, I understand. But once it gets to the point where they can no longer say that, then it behooves the coach to go with who gives you the best option to win. But Shadur has to put the work. That is the hardest job. Before you get under center, there is so much work that you have to do to get everybody on the same page. One of the things that he has to get used to, if you watch the game, there was a lot of guys running all over the place. They couldn't even get lined up. That's the quarterback's responsibility.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Get you caught up with your headlines. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.